597 Cypher Sounds of Rosenberg. Yeah!
Out of nowhere! Yeah. Hovie!
Hovito's here!
Oh, out of nowhere!
He's admiring the red carpet. We spent $8.99 for that carpet, Hov.
Jay-Z just walked in. I thought we were doing Carmen, but Jay-Z's here.
Oh, wait, we dissed Carmen for Jay?
We dissed Carmen.
We even brought in...
Cross the pond.
We even brought in Tim Westwood from London so you would feel more comfortable because you know him.
And we had to bring in a London bloke, you know, a nice London chap to come hang out with us as well.
We have wine. We have cheese and crackers. Today... Don't be scared to sit down and have a...
He's checking things out.
Oh, he's checking things out. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
That's Kay Fox.
Kay Fox.
We stole her from Miami.
We stole her. Stole Kay Fox. We got Jay-Z in here. The record is out today. Exclusively on Rhapsody.com. We have cheese and crackers set up.
You hear his radio voice?
I'm getting in radio mode. We have Jay-Z here to talk about his record.
Hove.
What's up?
Man, thank you so much. No, we leave it. It's going to mess up the red carpet. All right, close it.
He's already here. We use the red carpet, man.
All right.
Got it on tape.
We paid a lot of money for that red carpet, man. I mean.
What's up? Are you guys dressed very spiffy?
Yeah.
I dress like this every day, man.
Really?
No. Just
we're suited up because
suited and booted.
We don't really talk to billionaires every day. I talk to millionaires every day. They don't talk back.
I was about to say, who are you talking
to? But I talk to them.
That's weird.
But we have a billionaire here.
This guy.
And we feel we should dress appropriately.
Don't listen to those records. Yo, this guy has a tie on with a t-shirt.
Shawty culture.
I had to keep it Brooklyn just a little bit, you know what I mean?
I hear that. I'm not mad at you.
Yo, so how are you? I mean, you're up early today.
Yeah.
We begged you to come on the show, and we got the word that you were coming down today, and we lost our pants, man. We got excited.
What do you mean, lost our pants? That sounds crazy.
That sounds crazy.
That sounds a little crazy, man. I'm gonna lose my pants.
So you didn't do the suit thing today?
No.
Damn. I thought we were gonna.
I'm working.
Oh, you're working. This is work clothes.
Man, it's bright in here. I need these.
Keep the glasses on, man. Keep it Hollywood right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it Hollywood.
Yeah.
All right, so it's a big day, man.
Big day. Album's out.
Yes.
By the way, it's out everywhere now.
Oh, it's everywhere? This isn't exclusive anymore?
We
pushed it up.
Yeah.
It's official today.
Yes.
Official tissue.
Blueprint.
Rhapsody had it first, though. They had the exclusive. They went, you know.
But you wanted it to be September 11th to commemorate the first Blueprint album.
Absolutely.
So, but the demand for it made you push it up.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah. It's got to be. It's got to feel great.
But now you have the concert September 11th, which works out well because it's the same day, but it's also, this is like how the 9/11 tribute thing come together, the Answer the Call thing?
As the album was approaching, you know, when it got on this side of the year, because I actually was supposed to put this album out last year.
Oh no, the balloon just fell. Can somebody fix the balloons?
Saif, he's talking about
that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
There's no problem, man. Anytime.
No, go ahead. We're ready.
So, as it started approaching, you know, it got on this side of the year and started to approach in September, I thought it was only right to bring it full circle, being that the first one came out on the 11th.
Yeah.
And this being the end of the trilogy, to put it out on the 11th. And this way we could recognize what happened that day, because the first time, of course, it wasn't planned.
Right.
You know.
But the thing about Blueprint 1 is people hold that album like sacred to their heart. Like that's a lot of people's favorite album. It's like a classic.
My favorite J album. It's my favorite J album.
Your favorite J album ever.
Yeah. And I'm like the underground, you know, backpack nerd dude. And I think Reasonable Doubt, but then Blueprint actually probably eclipsed it as my favorite J album, yeah.
So then when you put out Blueprint 3, people obviously going to compare it to the first one. Why didn't you just put out another album? Why did it have to be Blueprint 3?
I'm used to that type of pressure. I put out Reasonable Doubt. You know, that was supposed to be the classic, you know.
Yeah, but you never did a Reasonable Doubt 2?
Hold on for a second.
Call back, Saif.
That's why I don't get up at 6:30, man. Guys cut you off and everything.
I'm listening.
Volume 1, right? Then Volume 2, then Volume 3. That was another trilogy. So I wanted the Blueprint series to be a trilogy because of what it represented. The first Blueprint was... you know, those soul samples that I grew up on. It was my blueprint. Then the Blueprint 2 was me searching for all the different type of music, you know, that I like. But I ain't have a reason to do the third one. So I didn't do it for a while, and I held it off. I did the Black album after that, and then all those other albums. But you know, it just was fitting right now, where I am in my career, for you know, me to set the blueprint for my next journey.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've listened to the whole album the whole weekend, man. It's an incredible album. And I
think so.
You should.
You do. You like it a lot. Like you feel strongly about it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm up at 6:30.
Yeah, to say you're putting in work, man.
No, but like, listen, this is some joints on the album. Like, you know, you got your typical, what I like to call typical Jay-Z joints, which are hard. You know, either New York street bangers or like very big songs, like the song you have with Alicia Keys, The Empire State. But then the Venus vs. Mars and the Hate record, your wordplay is on some different level. Like you made a whole new style.
Okay. That was a question?
No, it was a...
That's a comment.
I like... you know what song I like?
That one...
Hate. That's a good song.
That was awesome. Hey, could I... Let me ask another nerd rap. Let me ask another nerd rap question. It's a big hip-hop day for me because they got the Jay-Z record dropping today and Ray's dropping Cuban Links 2 today. Do you have any interest in hearing the follow-up to the Purple Tape?
Sure.
Were you into the first one?
Of course. I put it on Stars Born.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned, you referenced it. That's right.
Yeah, everyone was into the Purple Tape. You know what I mean? You loved hip hop. You had to. I mean, it was like one of the biggest things that happened. Just the color of the tape.
Yo, you know that he's a huge.
That was my thing, too. So, you know, I was moving like that. So it was pretty much, you know, my record.
Oh, yeah. That was in your lane, topic matter, everything.
Yeah, exactly.
So, look, Jay-Z's here, man. If you want to ask him some questions, too bad, because we got all the questions we're going to ask.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, for the final time, we're going to play something, then we're going to put it to sleep. The very special Be Our Guest, which made this all happen. We begged Jay-Z to come by.
This is the last time ever?
Last time we're ever going to hear this.
This is a classic, man.
Be Our Guest, Cypher Sounds and Rosenberg.